Okay, here we go again. See, man, they be messing with you, man.
All right, well, let's take it from ground zero. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I guess not. Damn, man.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Messages, man, and trust me, I will try my best, man. Today was kind of a hectic day for us, but best believe, dog, you get us that music there, you know we're going to feature it soon. First thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. Ain't no big rush.
I wasn't sure if you had got my message or not.
Oh, no. Nah, today's been a long day for me, too, man. I know what's that. Fonda was telling me to get the music in to you. I didn't know was that tonight or not, so I was just trying to hurry up and get it to you. That's all.
No, okay. Like I said, man, you know, we can't wait to beat it. We can't wait to beat it all up on the show. Hey, but check this out, dog. I'm gonna be in the G this weekend, man. I checked out. As soon as the show was over, man, I went straight on YouTube, man. I like what y'all doing with that Who's Your Lounge thing, man. I checked out a couple of them. I checked it out with the CEO. I checked it out with, I don't want to get their names wrong. The guy and the girl, the singing group. I mean, you know.
Hardy.
No, I checked out Hardy, too. I checked out some videos, man. Hey, man, I'm feeling y'all, man. Like I said, I love be on that Who's Your Lounge, man. If you fit me in this weekend, dog, I'll be that way. We can make it happen.
For sure, man, for sure. I ain't doing shit. So, you know, whenever.
That's what's up. I'm going on YouTube, man. I'm trying to hit that Who's Your Lounge, man. They doing big things in there, man. That's the type of shit I like. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You check that video out. Change gonna come?
Yeah. Now I'm feeling the old boy too, man. I'm like, damn, okay.
See, Ma, that's why I fucks with Hardy, because Hardy, ever since I've been working with him for 2 years, his style's changed. Like, you can see his progression. And Hardy, he been messing with us old heads to him. You know, he a young dude. I think I'm like the second oldest in our clique or whatever. But, you know, he sit there and he listen and he take word, you know, he pay attention to it. He's still a little hard ass nigga. But
I see the interview you did with the CEO. That must have been before Razor got cut.
Yeah.
Damn, hey, y'all like that metaphor, Razor got cut? Shit, I could be a prostitute. Shit. Hey, I can try my hand at this rap game. I got some metaphors for you, motherfucking ass. But check it out. No. Me and my boy Timer, man, we was on some shit today, man. We was sitting there networking like we usually do before the show, man. And, dude, I came up with some shit. Well, we came up with some shit, dog. I mean, this like on a relationship tip. So, Waylo, I'm pretty sure I know y'all both chime in because, hell, y'all men. I know y'all know what the fuck is out here. But,
right.
I mean, we were trying to figure out why is it, man, that, all right, us as men, we could be fucking around with a female. And if we leave them alone, we some dog-ass motherfuckers. But if they leave us alone, they just moving on.
Yeah. They moving on with bigger and better things.
That's the fuck-up scenario, though.
I mean, men already got a bad rep.
But think about it, though. But you took that fucked up shit from me, though, if I'm so fucked up.
True.
No. I understand what you're saying, Wick, but it ain't even that type of thing. This is my scenario. All right, I'm going to put a scenario out here, and y'all tell me what y'all think. All right, shoot. You and a female, y'all been kicking it. Y'all been kicked it. You may have a girl. You may have a girl. She may have a guy. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, y'all get cool. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get cool. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you decide, okay, well, I'm going to make home my priority. I'm going to make home my priority. But me and you can still be cool. All right, fine. It's all said and done. Everything's still cool. You know what I'm saying? She ain't got nobody. She this, she that. She cool. Y'all friends. You're friends. You know what I'm saying? Now, she finds somebody. You know what I'm saying? And the first motherfucking thing she say to you is, look here, I'm with my dude. I don't want to say shit to you no more. Me and you don't need to conversate ever again. Hey, man, huh? I thought we ended this as friends.
Right.
How the fuck we get to, because you got a dude, now you can't stand me and don't say nothing to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, I figure, don't call me your friend if you feel like I'm not your friend. To me, I just feel like that's fucked up shit.
Right, yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Since you called me the first, I'm going to start with you. I mean, what's your partake on that?
You say me or him?
Waylo,
go ahead.
Well, shit, I mean, like I said, dudes got a bad rap as it is. I mean, dudes fuck all the women in the world, they pencil players, but a woman, they like to fuck too. So they go out, they fuck everybody, they call hoes and sluts now. So it's like that fine line, just because we men and we do a certain thing a certain way and they don't like it, then we automatically got a bad name. And you know the woman is going to take up for a woman anyway when it comes to relationships. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that, you know, it ain't you, it's me shit.
True. Wait,
I look at it then, hey, if she look talking about we can't even be friends, you must was think we was more than friends anyway. Again, you must was still keeping that in your head.
Or
convenient for you?
Yeah.
Now it's not convenient for you.
Exactly. And you know what? That's my thing, the convenience. The convenience. That's what I like to ask about. Because, okay, it's convenient for you to be cool with me then. But it ain't convenient for me to be cool, for you to be cool with me at a later date. Get the fuck on out of here. Well, last but not least, I know my man Tyman got a lot to say about this one.
Oh man, I mean, I don't understand it, man. I think it's a double standard. You know what I mean? Because we're always considered the bad guys, no matter what happens, whether it's our fault or not. We still considered the bad guy. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, okay, if we ended this as friends, now that you found somebody, why the fuck we still can't be friends? We was friends when you found somebody. Why we can't be friends now? Well, I mean, what changed?
Oh, y'all were still friends when you had somebody, but she didn't. It was convenient.
But it's the same thing, though. It's the exact same thing. It was convenient for me to be friends.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
I'm saying, though, listen. If it was convenient for you to be my friend when I had somebody, how come it's not convenient for me to be your friend when you have somebody? It don't even have to be on a sexual thing.
You know why I say it. You know why I say it? Because they selfish. I say it. I'll be the bad guy. They selfish, dog. That's why. It's a selfish creature.
I don't know about selfish.
Let me bring evidence to the table. May I have the courtroom?
Go ahead, preach, my brother.
All right. Now, if they want a threesome, it's cool for them. But if you want one, oh, no. You might go out and fuck that chick somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Selfish. Shall I go on?
Go ahead, man.
All right. You got money. You got to spend it all on them or spend when they want it. But if they got some money, oh, we got a budget. Selfish.
Okay.
That's not that.
Hold on.
Let the man speak his piece. You know what I'm
saying? Shall I go on? Go on, brother.
They horny. Oh, they want to fuck then and there. You come here horny as fuck. Oh, I'm tired. No, not tonight. My end is selfish. And I would end it at that, my brothers.
Okay, man. Hey, brother. Brother Wicks is entitled to his opinion. Hey, the defense rests. All
right, well,
you have something you want to say, man.
Since there ain't no ladies on the phone, I wouldn't use the word selfish in none of those scenarios. You know what I mean? Because number one, you let her get away with that shit in the beginning, so she gonna keep doing it.
Hold on, dog. We got Selena on the line.
Hey.
Selena, what's happening?
What it is?
What's going on, baby?
Nothing much. Listening to y'all. Wine.
You was going into something. What was that?
All right, the scenario you brought up with, as far as the money go, we got a budget. You can say the same thing when you spend your money. You know what I'm saying? If you spend your money on her, and then she don't spend her money on you, how can you get mad about it later on? She wasn't doing it at first. So how can you be mad later on? How can you say, oh, now it's time to budget every time you get some money? Apparently, that's the way it's been from jump. So you can't get mad now. You just
got
to play. Point blank.
No, my celebrity not based on all niggas, though.
Well, that's a true fact, too, because dudes do different, you know, they got different scenarios. But some of these women, they do have it instilled in their head, like, all right, if y'all go out, the dude going to pay for it every time.
Which is bullshit.
That's bullshit. How come I got to pay it every goddamn time? How come you can't pay it once in a while? You work just like I do. You know what I'm saying? What you doing with your money? You know what I mean? It's just like when you get paid, if you living with a woman, when you get paid, it's bill time. You know, we got to pay these bills. This got to get, you know, the light bill got to be paid, the cable bill got to be paid, all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But when she get paid, you know, oh, baby, I'm going to go treat myself. I'm going to get my hair done, my nails done. I'm doing this for you. Get the fuck
out of
here.
You got a new pair of shoes and shit. Like, how many pairs of shoes
looking good for you, though. She looking good for you. That's our reason.
Is
I'm going to look good for
you,
baby.
Is it for me? Well, see, I've been married before. So I know how that shit go. And that same shit that he's saying is the truth. But it's depending on how that dude. That dude got to set them rules and that standard from the jump. Like, look,
exactly.
I ain't paying for your ass every time I go to, every time we go to dinner. Shit, what happened to Double Dutch, goddammit?
Shit, fuck that. You pay your part, I pay my part. We go have it.
True.
Okay,
is
now,
these
on,
women
on,
got
brother.
Girlfriends or what? They just
randomly hold on, Felina. I was just about to get to y'all. The topic is yeah, us as men, we'd have probably just started thinking about shit and got a little upset, but we kind of got off the topic. But we're gonna go back on the topic. The topic is when a man leaves a woman alone, just cut off, cold turkey, he a dog. But when a woman do it, y'all consider that as moving on.
No. I say it goes both ways. Because there's some dog ass. I know a couple of dog ass chicks that have dogged out a couple of my homeboys. And when they finally got from under that pussy whip, I was like, you know, good job, Kevin. You know?
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you tell your boy that he get dogged?
Definitely. Yeah, I'll tell them, and, you know, they sit there with that crazy look on their face and try to play it off, you know, more or less. If you tell your homegirl, then, say, it's time to go find him and kick his ass.
Oh,
okay.
See, it's different when it's your girl. You ready to get violent when it's your girl, but when it's your boy,
yeah,
it's like,
on
whatever.
The situation.
Okay, now, hold on. Let me put it in the scenario that I put it to the fellas in. All right, now check this out. Check this out, Selena. Me and you go way back, right? Selena?
My fault, I'm
sorry. Right?
My fault. All
right. Now, me and you go way back, right?
Right.
Right. Now, let's hypothetically speak, because I know you know me, right?
Yeah.
All right, now we hypothetically speaking, so tell baby legs we just hypothetically speaking. It ain't really happened, even though, you know, I you see you looking at me went back in the day, but we ain't going to go there. Now, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, me and you was dealing around on the low. We was dealing around, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you knew I had somebody. I knew you had somebody, you know. We were dealing around it for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? Whatever happened with you, you know what I'm saying? Whatever happened with your relationship didn't just pan out right. Now, what happened? I kept my relationship going. Everything was cool. But then you met somebody. You met somebody, and then, you know, I mean, but throughout the whole thing, man, you've been friends. Man, you said to each other, no matter what happens, we're going to be friends. So, you know, maybe time done passed. You know, we don't be around each other as much as we used to. And, you know what I'm saying? I speak to you. Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? I could just be speaking to you. And then, you know, out of the clear blue sky, you tell me, well, you know, I'm with this new guy and I want my relationship to work, so I don't think I need to be saying shit to you no more, so you have a nice day. I mean, don't you think that's a little fucked up?
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, okay, well, she came like that. Well, yeah, that is fucked up. But if you got a girl that was your homegirl and her dude felt like you was a threat to them and didn't want you to see them, then that's a different story. That's like two different scenarios.
I understand that. But now what if it was the same scenario where her dude, his woman felt that you was a threat. So no matter what, I mean, because you and him was just that cool, he did whatever he had to do. You know, if you and him seen each other and she was around, no, he didn't speak to you, but he made sure he kept in touch with you. He did everything, you know, he made sure you and him kept that friendship going. Now, he even told you, okay, well, old girl don't understand the man, you friends now. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, that's the difficulty in it. But, nevertheless, you know, you ain't been nothing but a friend to me, and I want to continue at least being your friend. So he done did everything in his power to remain your friend. But now, as soon as you meet this dude and he tell you the same scenario, you look at him and be like, fuck you, I don't want to be your friend no more because my dude said.
Mm. The hard one. I mean, that's pretty much the same. I mean, I like you said, it's different scenarios because, you know, if you know your dude is a cheater, then and y'all done went through some shit.
Yeah, that's
like the big reason why she don't want you to have her as your friend, and vice versa.
Okay,
hold on for a second, man. Let's bring the phone in right quick. Been on hold for a minute. Welcome to the show, LaFonda.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead, man.
All right. Selena, I think you get to my point. I think my point is this. It's not about your dude and his girl. It's about you and your friend. I mean, granted, he respects the fact that you and dude together and that, you know, dude might not appreciate the fact that you and him talking to each other. So he respects that. He respects that. And he, okay, you know, I respect that.
Right.
You know. But nevertheless, you know me and you friends. But now, out of the clear blue, you come to him, hey, look, I don't want nothing else to do with you. I don't want to say nothing else to you no more. We ain't friends no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, don't you think that's a little fucked up?
Let me add something to your scenario, dog. Remember now, it's not a sexual friendship. They just friends.
No, not a sexual friendship at all. The friendship then left the sexual stage. Y'all actually just friends now.
Right.
You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Me, I'd be like, fuck you then. And I'd just be over it. I mean, you can't make nobody be your friend. And she ain't talking, ain't telling the whole truth about, you know what I'm saying? If she just up and said it. And then again, she could have had feelings for you and just met old dude and felt like you ain't step up to the plate. So she don't want no part of you. You see what I'm saying?
No,
well,
we're talking about just playing, just friends.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, you know, I'm just saying another scenario.
I mean, I don't understand it. I don't. If we friends, we not having sex, nothing like that. We just cool. We might go out, have a drink every once in a while, you know, call each other, check on each other.
She don't want to be your friend no more. I understand all that, but I'm saying, I mean, shit, I say fuck it.
Well, okay, why wouldn't a woman want to be your friend, though? Just because she met some new dude? You know, I mean, you meet people throughout your life. That don't mean you stop being friends. I mean, I got married, but I stayed friends with my friends. You know what I mean? Why is it different? Why would a woman play that shit differently like that? You just
that's
friends.
It's all a trust issue.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. How can you not trust me when we were friends before you met this dude? I mean, are you saying the dude don't trust me or when
it's
you
not
trust me?
If he asks her a question, like, I mean, I got a friend like that. He's been my friend for like 9 years. Like, we started off having sex and then we just, I mean, we turned into best, like, that's my best friend now. But, like, every dude asks me, like, have y'all ever had sex? I'm not going to lie to him. I'm going to keep it real. Like, yeah, we used to have sex, but we cool now. Man, fuck that. You can't be around him. Like, I don't even trust that. Like, I know y'all doing something. And after he's here, he going to always think, like, they finna fuck. They fucking every time they hang out. And that's just my best friend now. We knew that we weren't going to never be together. We just found out it was better for us to be friends than it was for us to hook up and have sex. Like, if you can't accept that, then you need not to be with me because I'm not going to let somebody go that's been in my life for, like, 8, 9 years and you...
Okay. Well, hey, Janine, what's happening? We got Janine on the phone, y'all.
Hello.
All right, Janine. Let me ask you from a woman's point of view. Mm-hmm. Why is it that when men leave a woman alone, they're dogs? But when a woman leave a man alone, she's moving on.
It depends on if you had that woman, why you were still with the woman.
Okay, well, let me give you the scenario.
Y'all usually don't move on. I don't know. I guess some women wait until that relationship is over, and then they move on. And then there are some people who have somebody on the side, and then they leave that one person for the other person. It's all the same whether it's male or female to me.
Right.
Okay, well, now let me ask you this, Janine. Now, me and you was friends. Me and you dealt with each other, and me and you were friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, me and you managed to stay friends. You got with somebody, I got with somebody, we managed to stay friends. Well, I probably got with somebody first. I got with somebody first, and me and you still managed to stay friends, no matter what the scenario was, even though, like, okay, my girl didn't understand. My girl didn't understand that me and you were friends. Who in the hell pressing buttons in my ear? Really? Rat bastards. Anyway, like I said, my girl didn't understand that me and you were actually friends. So, yeah, I had to, like, you know, I couldn't be just like, you know, I couldn't just be like, okay, all right, I couldn't just be out in the open. But nevertheless, I'm like, okay, you've been a friend of me, I've been a friend of you, I want to remain friends. So I do whatever I got to do to still try to remain friends with you. And you know what I'm saying? And for the most part, you understand. You say, okay, well, I understand me, and you're going to always still be friends. Okay? Then the time comes, you meet somebody. And then as soon as you meet somebody, the first thing you do is tell me, well, look, I'm in a relationship, I don't want to be your friend no more. I mean, do you think that's fair?
Yeah, depending on that person. If they feel they can't be your friend and have a monogamous relationship with that person.
Okay, but no, y'all been having one for like, oh, let's just say the past year.
But say she ain't had no man at that time.
Yeah, but she's been free to do whatever she wanted to do. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting there saying, "Well, who you with doing this? You didn't did your thing. You didn't came to me and talked about the motherfuckers you done been with." I mean, shit. I probably give you my personal opinion. Like, hey, yeah, he good for you. He ain't.
Well, the only other thing I could see was her man found out and he didn't want. And instead of her saying it was her guy, she just blamed herself. And it was the guy saying that he didn't feel comfortable with y'all having a friendship.
Right, okay, and I understand that because in the early part of it, my woman said she wasn't comfortable with me and you being friends. But now, if I considered you my friend, I still said, well, this is the scenario. She ain't understanding, you know what I'm saying? I still want to keep you as a friend because once I feel like this, once I called you my friend, because that's a word that, you know, I really don't use too often. I really don't say too many people was my friend. So if I sit there and say, okay, you are my friend,
so
you know what I'm saying, and you tell me.
So you lied
to your woman. Speaking to her in front of your woman, do you speak to this woman in front of your woman? Like,
it don't matter.
You didn't listen. Okay, all right. Yeah. I guess the bottom line is, I have, just to keep this friend.
And then you shouldn't have did that, because your woman is supposed to be more important.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I mean, I understand. So in other words, a friend is just a fly-by-night thing.
The person you with is supposed to be your best friend.
I didn't say best friend. I just said a friend.
Well, based on
you
Some women don't like to get rid of her. Simple as that.
And that friendship,
but that's not fair either, though. That's not fair.
That's not fair because my best friend is married. And I mean, it was in the past.
It ain't
and
fair, but
his wife said, I don't like her, and I know y'all done hooked up before we just friends now. Ain't nobody just friends after they ain't had sex. That's what she kept on saying. She said, I just don't believe it. Like, y'all on bullshit. I know y'all gonna end up hooking up again. Like, he defended me the same way. If I get with a man right now and they ask me, like, did y'all have sex before? I'm like, hell yeah, we did. But we not friends. I mean, we just friends now. We not hooking up.
And
if
it could
have
happened. Why couldn't it happen? Why couldn't it happen? One day he fell down. She done pissed him off. Y'all
didn't fuck
before.
Y'all didn't fuck before.
Y'all didn't fuck before.
Y'all didn't
fuck before.
Okay, well, you might get drunk and be in the moment. I don't know.
We have all had those moments.
Hell no.
Come on now. You opening up yourself to a situation that don't even have to be.
That's true, but if that's your friend, no matter what, if that's your friend, you gonna defend that friendship to the fullest because y'all done been through hard times together.
Y'all in there like this one
care.
More time.
I don't agree because you decided when you decided to marry or be with this woman, whoever you with or that man, and if that's her decision, and that he needs to respect that. That's what he needs because that's who he is to be with. He lives with that person every single day.
I think it's just fucked up that, I mean, if you insecure, because it is some men that are insecure and they don't want that. Like, damn, you didn't have sex with him before, but that's your friend, huh?
But
man,
she might know him. She might know him and know he likes to go out with other women. Not to say that it would be you, but maybe she know him and she know he's cheated before or whatever, this and that. So she's saying, why put yourself in that situation? She probably knows him enough to say, why even put yourself in that situation and set yourself up for failure?
But
okay.
I got one best friend. Like, both of my best friends are males. The one that I did go with, I only known him for like 8 years. And the other one, I didn't know him since I was a freshman in high school. Like, he was a junior and I was a freshman. That was the first dude I ever met out of high school. Now, me and his woman cool. Like, we never hooked up. Me and his woman is cool as hell. Like, never had sex, never did nothing. Why? Like, people was like, in her ear telling her, I know they ain't hooked up before. Like, we know your man. Like, you should know your man. You know he a hoe, so, like, I know y'all done hooked up. I mean, she know her man, but I didn't been in her house. I just spent nights at their house with both of them in the house.
Oh, hell no.
My word, exactly.
You was trying to get too far to little girl. Like, this girl ain't down. You gone on about your business. She ain't down.
But he never looked at me like that, and I never looked at him like that. I looked at him like he was my best friend. Like, that's like my brother. It's just,
okay.
I never looked at him like that.
I think we kind of veered off the subject here. Oh, Janine. I think we kind of veered off the subject. Let's go to the soul, man. Let's try to hear the soul, man. We're going to try to come back to this, and we going to I got one for it. We're going to hit this song off, man.
And we're going to come back and we're going to try to, we're going to retake this again. All right. Oh, man, Chris Brown, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Is this Chris Brown for real?
No, I don't know what the fuck that came from. Hold on, we're gonna try this again. All right. Tell me, where's Tom at?
I'm right here, man.
Okay, man, we're gonna try this one more time. We're gonna go into Chris Brown featuring Ludacris. All right, man.
Get it down to your body, drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most, that's the lip, lip, lip. Ah. Get it down to your body, drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most, that's the lip, lip, lip.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your death, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you putting all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, girl. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a song. To get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, gotta give it. I got the look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty, and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
You can tell as soon as I approach her. When you feeling up tight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like damn it's salsa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday. Two. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like.
Yeah. About to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Louis. Ain't no way you can weather this storm. Drip, drip, drip. As I keep focused on it,
wake your ass up. Wake your motherfucking ass up. Now.
What?
No. Don't pretend like you sleep, because I knew you wasn't asleep. I know you know. I know you know. I'm sick of this shit on Facebook. You just told me this shit wasn't going to happen no more when it was on MySpace and then that fucking Twitter. Here we go again. My mama told me.
What the fuck you talking about?
My mama told me your ass was
this ever happened to you? Have you ever been called up by Facebook, Twitter, or even MySpace? Come to SinCityBashBruce.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Please.
I don't even know that.
Bitches you was talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. They going to take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Damn, that's my motherfucking laptop open. Fuck, shit. Fucking Facebook. Damn.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Hey, SinCity.Spruce.com. hey, wait long. You can holler as many bitches as you want, dog. You won't get caught. Hey, look, hey, we better than Facebook. Hey, we low-key, dog. You done seen the pictures on that, man. We low-key. Hey, tell your people get at us.
Yeah, I seen on, who's that, Janine picture?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am. That
ball was off the fucking chain. I was like, damn.
That's our number one star on that, baby. That's our number one star.
I had an Eminem moment. I thought I saw a teeth.
That's our star. But, hey, speaking of that, hey, man, all right, y'all. Now, how many of y'all feeling that Chris Brown song? I got to admit, old Chris
Brown.
I like Big. You said what? I can't hear you, baby. You're breaking up.
I said, have you heard that song, Big, for it?
No, I didn't. I asked you, did you like that song? Why you always go off on another subject when I ask you a question?
It's played out. Because it's played out. I'm kind of tired of it.
You know what, LaFonda, we going to... Janine, did you like that song?
Yes, I love that song.
You like that? Wait, man, I'm going to go back to you. You know what? What's up, baby? You don't like us no more. I mean, because it's like,
I'm just having a bad day.
I'm
so serious. I'm having a bad day today because somebody put something on my Facebook page that just wasn't about the right.
Are you going to take it out on us?
No, I'm not taking it out on y'all, but people stop saying that I'm fucking a whole bunch of rappers and I haven't fucked anybody.
Tell them quit getting mad at you. Shit, fuck it. Wait, hold on, man.
Yeah, but if you did not know, it fucks up a female's reputation when you hear stuff like that. When a man hears that about you, the first thing when he start asking his boys about you, well, did you hear she fucked a whole bunch of dudes, a whole bunch of rappers? Like, that shit fucks up a reputation.
That's your forte. Shit, fuck them. Money, everybody, don't think twice about it. Fuck them.
Dude, that's what you heard about her. You wouldn't have no problem with it at all. You still
talk about it. Does she fuck rappers?
No, exactly.
I tell her,
what you heard.
Does she fuck rappers?
Yeah. Would you make her your woman after you didn't talk to her?
I'm going to tell her. Hey, can you get him on the show? Shit. Something about networking and politicking.
All right, man, let me ask a question, man.
I'm just saying.
This go to everybody. Can you be friends with your ex?
Yes. Yeah, if y'all want to
depend on who he is.
Hell no.
Depend on which one.
Okay, hold on.
Depend on which one.
Let's start with Janine. Can you be friends with your ex?
It's hard for me. I'm going to admit, it's difficult.
Okay, let me rephrase the question. Can you be friends with your ex when you got somebody already in your life?
it's difficult either or, because usually they want to fuck me. It's just inevitable.
Inevitable. Okay. Look at it. Inevitable. They go after
that man in the bed. Oh my gosh.
So I have to keep my distance.
And find out that's a real daddy. Hell no.
Okay, Selena?
Selena.
Hi.
Selena, I'm gonna look, see, then here's the thing, Selena. I know you. I've been knowing you ever since we were kids. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna fuck you up. See, I can say this to you. So you can there's a lot of radio stations that probably can't get away with saying this to you. But I'm gonna say this to you, I'm gonna fuck you up. You got one more time.
You know I don't take care of the threats, right?
What you gonna do?
You know me, so you know I don't take care of the threats, right?
Okay, what you gonna do? Meet me at grandma's house? Well, we gonna drink that 40? What you gonna do? Yeah. You right there on 49 at grandma's house.
I thought I pushed mute. My bad.
Okay, well, answer the question then, old crazy-ass girl.
Nah, want to be no friends with no ex. It's the reason why they my ex, and I don't want to see their ass. Nope. Unless they serve a purpose that's useless for me. Useful. Other than that, hell no. When I turn my back, I ain't turning around. And they better not be crossing the street when I'm riding and driving. Run your ass down. Yeah, I go all out. Yeah, I go all out. All out.
So, baby legs must still be sleep.
Nah, baby legs right here. Don't be acting like he's my damn punisher, principal or something. Baby legs better watch this movie. I say, right, baby. Please.
Take care of your ass in his living room so I can watch this movie.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I thought so. All right, now go on with the question.
LaFonda?
It depends on who the ex is. Some exes I can be friends with if we ended on a good note, but if you cheated on me, say, hell no, we can't be friends. Shit, we can't be in the same room. I might cut you. I'm just saying.
Okay, Waylo?
I'm with everybody else. It depends on who it is, because I got a couple of exes I wouldn't mind choking the shit out of.
Okay. Wick, I got to agree with everybody else, because I got a couple of exes I wouldn't mind clotheslining.
Just a drop kick from a ceiling fan.
Okay, all right, fellas. I might ask you a question, but I gotta ask fellas this. A wig way low. Karma. All right, now I know it's exes that y'all just want to choke the fuck out of. Y'all, if I see the bitch, I'm going to hit her. What if she offer you that pussy one more time? Is you going to take it?
Hell no, I'm going to be like, what's the name? I'll run our ass over.
So nobody's going to take the pussy. Nobody.
I mean, if
Hold on now, Waylo. She looking good. She looking like she was when you first met her. All the attraction from when you first met her is right there.
Fuck,
she offering it to you.
How about I fuck a dead choker?
Yeah. Okay, all right. There you go, Waylo. Now that's spoken like a true man.
That's more like a true man, Waylo.
Well, hey, they said, man, don't do like Father Time and kill it. It's just choking lightly. You don't want to do like Father Time. He probably got 2 or 3 cases pending right now.
No, I wouldn't, though, man. If I hate you, I fucking hate you.
Oh, wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, that's a true story, dude. I wouldn't touch my daughter's mother for nothing in the world.
Okay, nah. Y'all, give me a second. All right, now. It's me you talking to, right?
I wouldn't, man. I would just
okay, hold on, bro. Now, we ain't gonna call her name out. But she reminds you of the what, 86 prom? Prom night? Well, 86?
What about it?
Oh, wow. Was I even born yet? Yeah, I was.
Shut up. All right, now it's prom night. Now, that memory in your head, though, that prom night memory, and I know what that memory means to you. I heard it so many years. Now, that prom night memory that got in your head, everything's good that night. Everything's great. Everything's going good. Everything. I mean, conversation, everything. And she got that look from prom night in her eyes.
You ain't gonna hit it. Man, if I hate you, I hate you. I got no love for you.
She.
Damn lie.
Oh, it's true, man.
I know you, dog. You, yeah. Now, you probably hate yourself in the morning, but you done did it.
I
wouldn't touch
it. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep it real. Ain't no man going to pass him no free pussy.
No, whoa, LaFarda, die. Hold on. I'm going to put this scenario
like
this.
Some of us do have
probably
standards now.
Right, or exactly. Hey, now, I'll put it like this. In our younger years, we figured we got to conquer all. We got to conquer all. So maybe back then, probably we wouldn't. I probably couldn't say, no, I wouldn't hit that. But when you get older, trust me, yeah, I mean, all pussy ain't good pussy. There's a lot of pussy that you could just look at and be like, no, I'm not fucking you.
But what you're saying, because my daddy always tell me this, too. He said pussy has no face. So, I mean, most
men
look
at me like
that.
You got some that'll bite the shit out you.
Smell like dumpster juice.
No, I'm serious, because, I mean, you have some people you might have in mind, like, okay, you look at the, I mean, you hear this person, and then when you see the person, you be like, hell no, I'm going to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just y'all keep saying that men this, men that. Women like dick just as much as
women,
men like
this. Women do stupid stuff, too. I mean, everybody has done stupid things. So this
I can't hear you. You keep going in and out, baby. You're going in and out. What you say?
I said every woman has slept with they wish they had never slept with. They be like, damn, after they did it and realized they did it, they be like, you got men who does it.
Whoa, hold on. You really think we happy about everybody we slept with?
I said men do it too, but women do it. 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say women probably do it more, and they be like, damn.
Yeah,
that one drunk
crazy.
Guy.
Is you crazy as hell? Are you,
no.
Girl, hold up. You got me fucked up on this one. You're a goddamn lie if you're going to sit here and say, yeah, but you talking about men. I mean,
women
you
do it more than men. That's exactly what I just said.
You know how often we get drunk? You know what? Never mind. We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening? 612, what's up? Well, we had a new caller. Okay, well, back to you. How in the hell are you going to sit there and say that, I mean, shit, you know what? You got a lot of double standards, LaFonda. I got to tell you that. You got a lot of double standards.
I said women and men do it. I ain't say just men do it. I said women and men do it.
I think they do it just as equal.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on
that
a second.
That sounds like what she said.
Hold on.
That's exactly what I just said.
That ain't what she said. She said men do it more.
Hold on a second, man. Let me bring in Tina. We got a new caller to the show.
Hey, Tina, how you doing? Tina?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Now, check this out, Tina.
we got a debate going on. We got a heated debate going on. Now, this is the overall topic here. Why is it that if a man say he finna leave you alone and don't even give you a legitimate reason, he's a dog? But when a woman say that she finna leave you alone and not give you a legitimate reason, she just moving on.
Well, actually, I don't think that's any different from a man doing it to a woman than a woman doing it to a man. Either way, if you can't give them a reason, that's fucked up.
Right. Okay. And Tina, I agree with you. But now let me ask you the second part to the question. Now let me ask you. Now I'm going to do the same thing I did with you that I did with everybody else, hypothetically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I say if me and you was in a relationship, I was in a relationship, you was in a relationship. But me and you met, and we started messing around, right? You follow me?
Okay.
All right, now, your relationship didn't work out, right?
Right.
Okay, but I'm still with my, then, you know, whatever the case, time to pass, you know, we stopped doing what we was doing, and we just became friends. We just became strictly friends, you know. And, you know, we agreed to each other that, you know, that's what we'll be, just friends. But we're going to be friends, you know. I'm always at your back, you always going to have mine.
Yeah.
Still following me, Tina?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, you meet a guy. Now, I'm with a girl, and now my girl probably don't understand. I meet a girl, but my girl don't understand the friendship me and you have. And I'll tell you that. I say, well, she don't really understand the friendship me and you have, so, you know, we got to keep our friendship, like, kind of under wraps because my girl not really understanding it. You agree with me. You even tell me it's for the better. It's for the better because, you know, if that's going to help your relationship, then that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But soon as you meet a guy, the first thing you tell me is, well, I got a problem with this. And, you know, my dude got a problem with you. So I don't want to be your friend no more. I mean, do you think that's fucked up?
That question.
Yeah, but there has to be some motive for that, because if a girl says that to you, then I mean, the only reason why I could think is if maybe she's afraid that maybe either first she may still have feelings for you more than just a friend, or she may just want to fuck you and but want to stay loyal to her boyfriend or relationship she's in, so she doesn't want that temptation around. Exactly.
Okay. But, yeah, okay. Now, would you saying that, I mean, would you rather explain it to me or just say, I don't want to be your friend no more?
I would probably just tell you. Me personally, I'd be like, look, I can't be around you because I'm trying to be loyal to my man, but, you know, there's a little too much temptation for me. Because of this situation, whatever, but I would have told you.
Okay, but now, what if the scenario is that me and you probably ain't had sex in a year? Me and you ain't had sex in a year. We're just friends.
Yeah.
I didn't
know. Oh,
you're trying to find out.
And it's
not too soon.
You might
want to
sex on this, though.
You say what? My man, hold.
Hello.
My man, he just called me, said, oh, God, with that one, can you please repeat that?
I said, maybe every time she see you, though, she want to suck your dick.
Damn,
that
baby.
Could be true.
Wow. Damn, you know what, dog? Man, that would be a hell of a. I mean, man, every time you see me, you just want to suck my dick. Oh, my dick. Oh, goddamn.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Simon, you still with me, dog?
Of course, dude.
Take over for a minute, man.
That's why your woman is.
Take over. I'm having a moment.
That's why your woman don't want you to be friends with her.
Okay, You know what? Okay, duly noted. Duly noted. Okay. You've been pushing that all night. You've been pushing that all night. I guess you finally won. You finally won. Okay, duly noted. You know what? You know what? I lost. Y'all, the women won tonight. Okay. The men, we lost tonight, y'all. I thought we had a topic that we actually could win tonight, but we actually, we fucking lost tonight. We fucking lost. Yeah, we had a good run going. Taylor just came and hit that motherfucking ninth inning home run and just fucked us all over. So, hey, fellas, we lost tonight. Fellas, kick him to the curb. Kick the bitch to the curb. She's not our friend. Kick her to the curb.
All right, man. I got one. Situation I just went through. Okay, look.
Hold on a second. Let me check something right quick.
I can't believe we lost tonight, fellas.
I mean, that was a hard subject.
Nah, we
tied it up.
We
tied it up in the eighth and had the lead, but she came out with that grand slam, man. Wasn't
that grand
we could
slam.
Do about it. We didn't see it.
Hold on, y'all.
We couldn't see it.
Hold on, y'all. We got Sunshine on the line. Sunshine, what's happening? What's going on with you?
I seen you press one.
Was you on our side, Sunshine? I think you've been listening. Are you on our side? Can the fellas bring this back or is the game over?
Pretty much game over.
We fucking lost.
Yeah,
we
had
a fucking good run going. Tina, I love you for calling, but damn, you made us lose. I can't even dispute. She came out with that damn grand slam with that sucky dick. That was just a grand slam right there.
No, it wasn't. That was a kick to the balls.
We was up by one, 2 outs. Shit, 2 strikes. We had this game.
Lady
Taylor came in and hit the grand slam. And then you hit Janine. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, bro. That killed us right there. That killed us, dog. We lost tonight's show. We lost tonight's battle. Tina, thank you. Thank you very much, Tina.
Well, you see where the weakness was at, right?
What was the weakness at?
The man's dick.
A nigga's biggest downfall.
Especially if you want something from your man, I'm just saying.
No, it wasn't even just a dick. You know, we would pass up pussy, but that head job, it's just hard to pass up, man.
She killed that one. She killed
that's
that.
That's a damn shame. It's just hard to pass up with
that
head job.
Because I was battling today. I was battling Janine with that fucking shit. When she said that head job, she just knocked it out the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Can you really be driving and she be like, let me just suck your dick? And he be like, nah, we just friends. Just gonna crash that motherfucker. Wait a minute, shit, I'm trying to get this motherfucker out. Like,
you done pushed on the gas, right. Now you doing 80 miles an hour.
Right, he fucked around, hit the gas, nigga, he done hit the brake. Slow down, nigga. When we try to go to the nearest, darkest spot I can find. But it's 2:30 in the afternoon, that's okay. Shit, I'm going to find a shade tree or something. Shit. But you only got a 4th of a tank of gas. How far you going? Shit, as far as I need to go. Hey, turn that nut jack off. You talk about you and Rinsa Lil. But we live in Gary. Oh, shit. We lost, fellas. We lost. Okay. Simon.
Yo.
What's up,
hey, man?
I mean,
I got a question, man.
Go ahead, dog.
I just want to know, how come ladies aren't honest up front? Anybody else have a question? I'll give you the scenario. I took this woman out. I thought we had a good date. Me personally. I mean, that's what she told me, too. Then she stood me up.
If you're not feeling nobody,
let's say you're not feeling somebody, right? You know what I'm saying? You went out with them, you know, okay. But then why set something else up and then you don't show?
Well, maybe we do that all the time.
Why? My question is why? Why would you do that shit? That's some bullshit.
Because you think, like, maybe, like, some men just ain't worth. I've done that. I ain't gonna even lie. I've done that one. Like, I wasn't feeling you, but I still set something else up and just didn't show up because I'm like, hell no, I can't do this for a second date.
That's some bullshit, man.
In a first conversation with a man, you know if you go sleep with him or not. The first 15 minutes to tell you if you go, I know in the first 15 minutes of talking to a dude if I'm going to sleep with him or not.
Seven.
Why the fuck you make him wait 2 months? You knew in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, she said 7 minutes.
Because we are ladies. Like, seriously,
so
I know.
Like, it's called being honest up front.
You can't
that's
be honest.
Bullshit, man. Got me looking forward to doing some shit. Your ass don't fucking show up. Goddamn right.
Maybe she didn't want to hurt your feelings. What'd you have rather her say? Hey, I'm what the motherfucker. Nah, I ain't going back out with your ass.
just tell me that. I mean, damn. You can check
your
me.
Ass on, nigga. Shit. What, I mean.
Well, hey, I can accept that, but you know what I'm saying? At least tell me. You know what I'm saying? Don't have me motherfucking holding on this shit.
Yeah, but maybe she thought she was going to get another free meal. Shit, I don't know. Maybe she said, okay, let me get one more free meal, and I'm done.
And she did got a motherfucking movie.
That's fucked up.
Fucked up, man. That's some bullshit, man.
This was recently.
This was Sunday. You got a motherfucking meal and the movie, and then stood me the fuck up, man. That's some old lame ass garbage.
That's
what and
did.
I know
what
you live.
You should have went to church instead of trying to go on a date.
Oh, wow.
Bet you go to church next Sunday.
You should have went to church if I see your ass again. Then me the fuck up. Fuck that. She don't know who the fuck
she
I am.
She gonna avoid you for that.
Hell
no, y'all.
God damn.
My question is, no matter what the situation is, how come ladies just can't be honest up front and say, hey,
because
I had
y'all
a
not be honest
but
up
you're
front.
Not my type.
That's Chris Brown.
Some men don't know how to be honest up front either. Don't say it's just women. It's men, too. Some men.
You say, why women don't be up front? Because if we be up front, then we all type of bitches.
And sluts and tramps and everything else.
No, that's not true. All men don't take
yes, it
like that.
Yes, it is.
Well, I don't take rejection like that. I prefer you to tell me, hey, I had a nice time, but, you know. This ain't for me. I can accept that. But don't say, hey, come and pick me up on this day. You know what I mean? Meet me here. Then your punk ass don't show up.
Okay, so what about when niggas be trying to holler at the beginning when they ask you for your number and you be like, no, I'm good. Then they be like, well, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, I want you to give me
your number. You should give me a fake number.
So bougie ass. No, but you just said why we don't be honest up front, but then you telling me I should have gave him a fake number.
Right. Then that's
no,
how dudes,
no,
these
no.
dudes up here is. We had to beat a nigga up in the club for some shit like that, throwing a drink in my girl face. He got beat by about 9 bitches.
No, that's different, though. That's different. We actually
what?
Went out
How is that different?
It's totally different.
No, it's not.
We actually went out on a date.
If a female lady you know up front that she ain't even interested, how is that different?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do that, though. That's what I'm saying. She didn't do that.
Okay,
she
maybe
had another motherfucking date
about you after she went on a date with you, but she realized she didn't, so she just stood you up instead of telling you to your you. Because most men don't take rejection very well.
Or maybe she wanted to see another movie, and then she heard it wasn't no good.
And then, by the time you'd be so hyper and hollering, shit, she probably was scared to call your ass. That nigga be hollering. I'm straight. That nigga be hollering too much. I gotta go.
Yeah, I'll be back. This motherfucker crazy. Hold on, man. We got somebody to do all the live. We got somebody to do here. Hey, what's happening, caller? 952.
Hey, it's Chrissy Girl.
Hey, what's happening, baby? Long time no hear from.
How are y'all?
Oh, we chilling. We trying to figure out why you still father time up. still father time up today.
No, don't worry about it. I was just thinking.
Only in
Sin City, man, I swear.
Oh, wow.
Only in Sin City, baby. Only in Sin City. So, no, I mean, what? Okay, all right, y'all, give me a second with my man. What you think happened, dog? What do you think happened on the date?
Man,
what do you
think happened
to make her? I mean,
I thought the date went perfect, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I just complained to him in the whole motherfucking time.
She said
the
date
time.
Went perfect, though.
What did this stuff, dog? What
was her
idea? Listen to me, brother. I'm going to ask you something. What did the date consist of?
The date was I cooked for her.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
I invited her over and I cooked her a dinner.
You cooked her a dinner? First date?
That was
mm-hmm.
a first date.
Mm-hmm.
That was
maybe
too much on a first date. That was too much on a first date.
That was doing a lot for the first date. But
yeah,
now, hold on. LaFonda, hold on. Let him tell us how the whole date went. All right, dog, you cooked the dinner.
We ate dinner. Then we went to
Wait. What did you cook? Please don't say chicken wings.
I cooked spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
Yeah, some Italian bread. With some meatballs.
Could have been the balls.
She probably had bubble guts and we've been shitting all day.
Hold on, y'all. Come on, now. Stay focused with me. All right, bro. She came in. Y'all sat down, y'all ate dinner. What happened next?
After dinner, we decided to catch a movie. Paranormal. All
right. Too. All right. Paranormal. Okay. All right. Did y'all both enjoy the movie?
Yeah, pretty much. I thought it was bullshit, but it wasn't scared of me at all.
Right, them not good, but okay. Now during the movie, like during the scary parts, did she cringe towards you, or did she just say that like, "Oh well"?
No. She had a brother's arm hemmed up.
She had your arm hemmed up. Okay, that's a good thing. All right, y'all
leave
the movies.
Y'all leave
the movies.
I'm taking her home.
Right.
Can I have a porch? In front of her crib, talk for a little while, a little young kiss, and that was the end of the date.
Were you gassy?
Okay, then.
Huh? Was I what?
Were you gassy? Did you pass gas? Shit.
Oh.
You know, them little silent ones, the little silent ones will kill you, and you probably thought that it went away and she killed
you. Motherfucker, though. I held it in.
stay focused with me. We're not listening to Selena. I'm listening to Selena. Stay focused with me, bro. Stay focused with me. Did you ask her? Okay, now my question is, did you ask her, did she want to come back to your crib?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
You just took us. You took us straight home.
Yeah, we got the movie, and we went to her crib.
Maybe she thought you weren't interested because you took her straight home.
I mean, did she invite you in?
No, she didn't invite me in.
Right. Me personally, though, if the day was going that swell, I think I would have invited her to the house, man. I mean, I wouldn't have took her home. I mean, y'all done had dinner. Y'all went to the movies. You know what I'm saying? I would ask you, come over for a cocktail or something.
There you go.
True. I didn't go that route, though.
Right. You took her straight home, so maybe she felt like you weren't really interested in her because you took her straight home.
Yeah, you left your second date on the porch when y'all was out there talking.
Should have went for the road here, though.
Man, fool, don't. Fuck that. That shit ain't my motherfucking fault.
Should have went to church.
Y'all gonna flip this shit and try to make me feel like the motherfucking bad guy.
Maybe she just
I'm not saying he didn't do too much. Come on now. Because if a motherfucker did less, you'd be talking shit. So now LaFonda, stop that.
Oh, no.
Now just because he invited you 40 ounce and bent you over in the back of the car, that
don't
mean he did
too much.
I don't know. Hold on, man. I need to know how did I do too much?
Okay,
I don't think you did too much.
I don't think you did.
We called Cordy. See, the problem is, I'm 43 years old. I'm old school.
See, but I'm
46. See, but you don't know nothing about Cordy. This woman's 39. I'm 43. I'm gonna court first. Dinner and the movie.
Well,
I'm
30.
I know about
even 39-year-olds want to get some dick too. Nah, I got to tell you that 39-year-olds want to get some dick too.
Thank you.
I understand that.
Not on the first date.
Yeah,
I've
done it on the first date. Don't. I've done it on. And
if I want to,
he made me his woman.
Really...
Look here, dog. let me tell you, dog. In my opinion, now this is just my opinion alone. I think she probably wanted more, and you didn't give in. I mean, shit, by you not, I mean, me personally, if the date was going as good as you say it was going, I mean, I think she probably wanted to come back to your crib.
She probably was throwing out hints all night, and you was talking about the paranormal activity moves.
See, I'm just 31.
She's like, take me home.
You gotta look for those signs, and you gotta be the aggressive woman like you to be the aggressive. Now, hold on, y'all. Now, I'm gonna ask this. Now, she had a brother's arm real tight during the movie, right? Snuggle tight, right?
Right.
Right. Now, that right there telling you she was finished.
She wouldn't even finish the movie.
Yeah, you should have. What did you do when she grabbed your arm? You put your other arm around her? What did you do when you grabbed the arm? When she grabbed the arm, what did you do? They was hugging each other. I grabbed the hand with the other hand. You should have put your arm around her. Yeah, did you put your arm around her? I'm on grip, man. How the fuck I'm gonna put my arm around her? She got my left arm. I'm sitting on her right side. No, brother, you slide your arm out. You slide your arm out. And you put it around her, and you know you pull it kind of close to you.
Don't always believe that because somebody tried that with me and I wasn't interested in it. I didn't see the end. Why did you grab his arm? I wasn't grabbing no arms. Hold on, Selena. Hush your mouth. Because we're not talking about you. That's why I'm like, you rude as hell. You always grab somebody up. I got you, though.
I'm only rude to you, but that's only because
okay.
I love you.
I see. I got you.
You know, that's because, baby,
Go ahead.
We
hold on, man.
what he say? We tighter than one nostril coming out of one. One breath
right.
coming out of a nostril.
Right.
That's how tight me and you are. Nigga, don't follow no shit.
Shut up, girl.
But now, seriously, dog. Now, once she grabs you, dog, you supposed to, you know, I'm like, wait, low. You should have just like maneuvered your arm, and put it around her, pull the clothes. I mean, you kind of, now, just me personally, I think Waylo agree with me. You were setting off the wrong vibe like you wasn't interested.
Yeah,
you got to take that initiative, bro. So if she would have grabbed your arm, that's the jump off right there. Put your arm around her.
That was,
now she close
exactly.
to
you.
Exactly.
And whisper, you got to say, I got you. When you grab her back, you're like, I got you, girl. Probably a petty would have got wet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So was in pain.
Hey.
Wet. That's the second base, done.
Yeah, we on. Hey man, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller.
Court later.
No, it's Prissy Lady calling back. I got disconnected somehow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dog. I mean, I don't know, bro. I gotta think that was part you right there, man.
Man, fuck that, man. I ain't taking the blame for that bullshit. That was
bullshit.
You said
what,
Law? Wait, spaghetti. Fuck that. I ain't taking the blame for that bullshit. That was bullshit.
The next date you go on, if she gives you all the signals, you got to look for it because some women, I mean, like I said, in the first conversation, she knows she going to sleep with you or not. And she, evidently she knew she was going to sleep with
I'm
you.
I'm saying, though, that's fine. If you ain't interested, then tell a motherfucker you ain't interested. That's
she
my
thought
point.
You were
but it
sounded
like she was interested,
her.
Dog.
Did
it sounded like you didn't think. It sounded like you didn't show the signs you was interested back. I mean, wait a minute. First of all, did she clean her plate?
She left a little spaghetti left.
I mean, but did she eat a significant portion of the food?
What the
hell?
Of course, man, I
cook it. All right, I mean, shit. She could have been like, shit, you know, my stomach hurt or something. You know how y'all do when y'all doing the food nasty.
She nasty because she ate it.
Right, she actually sat there and ate your cooking. So, I mean, and wasn't trying to make no excuse. Can I go use the bathroom or anything
you
like that?
So she thought she wasn't feeling her, so she just said, okay. It is what it is, and sucked it up and left it alone. She just didn't call you no more because
hey,
she thought you didn't feel it hard.
Hey, bro, did you try to call her now after that?
Please don't. Don't do it.
I'm just asking if you did or not.
Yeah, I did. Hey,
you talked to her?
Hell no.
Okay. Yeah, that's
I mean,
a wrap,
we talked about going out today. Sunday night after I got to the crib. We set up another date, and that was it. That's the last time I heard from her. Feel me?
Have you called her back since then, though?
Hell no, I ain't calling her back.
Okay, but did you ever think that maybe something came up and she couldn't call you?
That's what I'm saying. She probably in the hospital, got flat tire, got robbed, choke slammed or something. You never know.
Honest, maybe they probably threw you over there. Whoop that head.
Y'all done killed the bitch. She dead, Father. She dead. Don't worry about it. It ain't true. She dead.
Well, I didn't see her name in the motherfucking obituary.
Anything came up. She could have been in the hospital. Her kids could have got sick. One of her family members could have died. Anything could have happened.
She could have got arrested. Never know.
So wait, what's
I'm not calling nobody.
Back.
I'm not calling you. Fuck that. I called you. You'll call me back. Fuck you.
Okay, now, Primal. Come on now.
I'm dead serious, man. If I made the effort to call you, I leave you a message and I text you, and you don't return me one. Why am I waiting for
that?
Maybe something happened.
But now, Primal, we all got a 2-day waiting period. Just to see
what you had. At this time, bro, what I'll do is I just sit back, relax, and I mean, just do you till the end. If she calls you, she calls you. If she don't, then she don't.
Exactly.
Right. I wouldn't say fuck her, but I mean, at the same time,
yeah,
I feel
yeah,
you. I ain't going to keep calling, though. I ain't going to be like, all right, it's 12:31. All right, hey, baby, it's 12:37 now. Hey, you know, it's 12:53.
I was just seeing, well, now it's 107. I was calling. All right, now, 158, bitch, where you at?
That's 107. If I
take
you out.
She letting all her friends listen to that shit.
If I take you out, okay, and you don't call me, you're telling me you're not interested. So why should I waste my time pursuing somebody that's not interested?
Okay. The rule is, when a dude take you out, you don't call him right back immediately. I might go on Facebook, update my Facebook. You call him back like the next day or maybe 2 days later.
You know what? Hold up. We're going to end all this. Hold up. We're going to end all this, dog. We're going to end all this. I mean, if you in the mall, wherever the fuck you see her at, then this is what I want you to tell her.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
That's what the fuck you should tell her now.
You might get your ass kicked on that one.
That's true, man. But see, I was about to go somewhere else, man, but I ain't gonna go there.
Nah, bro, just sit back, relax. If she don't call, then she don't call. I mean, just...
Right, I mean,
you know, just,
I ain't tripping, man.
You did your part.
I spent some food stamps on that food, though. I couldn't keep that, kept that shit on my car. Fuck that. I bought a whole new fucking meal for her.
We know you,
like,
man. We know
$2 in food stamps, man.
We know you, dog. We know you. We know how you are, so I know what you're going to do. I mean, just sit back and do what you do.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Shut up.
Damn.
be refreshed in the morning, dog.
Well, fuck it, shit. If I'm going to do that, man, I got to print out a new picture of the nigga because the other one's shitty.
The other one is what?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he said he didn't use your picture so much now, he can't even do it no more.
I don't, man. Motherfucker didn't fade and everything, man.
All right, every time he look at your picture now, he can't get hard now because he didn't use it so much. So he just sit back on his dick in his hands talking about.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But ain't nobody
I want to know about
that slap stuff.
That what?
You say what?
About being choke slapped. What do you say? I want to know who can do that.
Choke slap.
She is not serious.
What you
said?
Choke slap.
You want to know about this choke slapping? Yeah.
Choke slap.
Oh, choke slap.
I could probably work that out too. Pick you up with one hand and slap you with the other.
Yeah, wait a minute. Who want to get. Wait a minute. Is it the thing that you want to get choke slap? I can figure that one out. I can figure out how to do that. I'm real quick. Girl, shut up. Wait a minute. You're getting raped with a motherfucking hoodie on your head. No, I'm sorry. You have a flannel. He has a hoodie on. And you talking about, I wish the motherfucker would?
I ain't going for no slapping. That's my face, man.
I didn't get slapped before. I didn't
want to
get slapped, but I got slapped.
Okay, we're not even going there today.
No. Somebody claim that shit.
We're not even going there today.
There. Go.
Okay, now, hey, check this out, y'all. Hey, Sunshine, baby, I see you in the, we in the chat room. I just jumped in the chat room. Man, Sunshine got this blue. Ooh-wee. Sunshine got this baby. What is that, powder blue? Baby blue? God, man. Hey, Sunshine. Hey, wait a minute, Sunshine. I'm going to tell you now. Just sit up a little bit. Sit up a little bit to the left. And, I mean, hold on now. You ain't sitting up to the left. Sunshine, wait.
Hey, is the bong man in there tonight?
I'm not thinking. Nigga, you don't see what she got on.
No, I ain't in there yet.
Oh, wow.
Get in there, bro. Get in there. Sunshine, hold on. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me tell you what she's doing now.
This pervert.
Okay, sit. Wait a minute, Sunshine, sit up just a little bit higher. A little bit higher. A little bit higher. Now I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Right now, I said I never did it, but the shit she got on, I'm finna sit back and this is what I'm about to do.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Ew.
Yeah, it's time to go, bro. I don't wanna be on the phone with you when you're doing that.
Me neither.
Nah. Hey, y'all don't see what she got on. Okay. I mean, hey, dog, we in the chat room, man. Nah, I'm just bullshitting y'all. We in the chat room, man. We got all kind of people up in here. Oh, we got Percy up in the chat room too. Miss Percy, you in the chat room?
Yeah.
There you go. I see you looking like old China dog. Boy, that's the longest bang I've never seen.
Percy,
chat room,
you
ain't
talking to him in
the chat room.
I
was telling Chrissy that dude getting mad
because
she ain't talking to him. Yeah, he from Egypt.
Hey, man, we got some cat that he from. Where
the fuck
is this guy from?
Egypt. Yeah.
From Egypt.
Where the hell would I want to talk to someone from Egypt?
Come on. All right, it was fun, y'all. Good night. Come on.
If I'm from Egypt, the last motherfucker from Egypt was getting this motherfucker smoke on.
Oh, Selena dropped us.
She told us how
we Selena, what's happening, baby? You've been kind of quiet tonight, Selena. Yeah, I think you done made us lose.
What's up?
I said you've been kind of quiet tonight after you made the guys lose tonight.
Well, just kind of listening and cleaning and doing a lot of things at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Nobody, we mad at you. The fellas mad at you because we had this game on lock until you came into the picture. That sucking dick thing. Shit, we hell. What motherfucking man can say no to that?
Nobody. Not no man in any way.
Just depending on how our teeth look.
Yeah, you know what? That was we back in the game. We back in the game.
I'm just saying, fam. If I people like you, keep talking about
it. Well, no, I think the umpire just called the motherfucker. Hey, he reviewing the play now. He reviewing the play.
I'm just saying. If
he reviewing the
like
play now.
If she got messed
up teeth and messed up feet, you ain't gonna talk to her.
Would you say no?
You said what now?
If she could take them out, would you say no?
Yeah, I'm always down for a velveteen rub.
What, a velveteen rub? Boy, hey, wait, low, great vibes, think alike.
Oh, wow.
What you know about that soul man?
It really don't matter what her teeth look like. If she can take them out, you still gonna get it done.
That's different.
Right, but now if she all right, but what if her teeth look like she been chewing on rocks all day?
If her teeth look like a rock teeth off of Mortal Kombat, then hell no.
Yeah, we got a right to be like, no, bitch, you can move your ass around.
Damn. Most men don't pay attention to her teeth because her teeth shouldn't be touching your dick in the first place.
We gotta have a conversation first. Right, we gotta talk first.
Most men don't talk either.
If you got them jagged two front teeth, though, bitch, you will not. You know that chip tooth? It look real jagged. Like, damn, that motherfucker will like it to cut a motherfucker. No, you will not. No. Go ahead. Turn around. Thank you. Shit.
That's what a dude eating pussy told him. Shit, you don't want no dude with no fucked up teeth eating your Gucci. He might take a bite out of it. Oh,
really?
Shit. That ain't the part I'm worried about. I'm worried about all that shit caked up on his teeth. I know. Like, if he's gingivitis down there or something, I can't fuck with that.
Right. Right, hey, put a little Listerine down there, girl. You okay?
But you're not going to turn it down,
nah.
Though, right?
You said what?
She ain't going to turn it down. I'm saying she ain't going to turn it down.
Oh, Sandy. Boy, motherfucking shit. If you drink some Kool-Aid and I see all that red shit or whatever kind of Kool-Aid you was drinking on your teeth, that's a no-go, son, because that means you need to brush. You ain't got nothing but powder build up, and I don't need that shit down there.
Yeah, I got to give her that. But that goes both ways. That goes both ways. I mean, shit. Granted, y'all external with us, and we internal with y'all, but nevertheless, I mean, a bitch sitting there, her teeth just hey, shit, like I said, look like she been chewing on a box of rocks, and, oh, wants me in. No.
Don't
I got one for you.
Hey, don't even look at it.
Right.
Yes. I
yeah.
got one for you. What a, because you know your favorite color red. So what if she drink
right.
Kool-Aid and the red stuck on her teeth? Would you still let her do
mm-mm,
it?
No, no, no. I only like socks. That's it. I like red socks. That's it. That's it. That's the only thing I like, red socks. Then, bitch, you bleeding out the mouth? Oh, no. Hell no.
Hold on. Pineapple.
Pineapple. See?
Y'all stupid as hell.
No. I'm like, you shit. You drink some red Kool-Aid, and that shit just stuck all on your teeth, and your teeth actually look like, goddamn. Ooh. What is the fuck? Is it bleeding? No. Not just if only thing red is your tongue after drinking it, then yeah, that's something different.
I don't know. I've seen some nasty tongues in my days too. You know, you're supposed to brush your tongue when you brush your teeth. You stick
yeah.
your tongue
okay.
out, you got that coat of white shit on your damn tongue. That's a no go too, fam.
I agree.
I don't know if I want to ask this question or not. I mean, do y'all examine a female's mouth before she, like, put her in your mouth, in their mouth?
I don't.
Like,
so what? I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but
what?
I don't. And I'll admit that. Yeah.
Yes.
What
was the question?
I'll tell you like this.
Well,
yeah,
A chick's mouth before she sucks their dick. I mean, I really want to know because it sounds like they examine their mouths. Like, you got to open it up. Let me see all up in there. Like, they didn't.
Oh, no.
Their
I'm just trying to say what's different because
you don't
have a fandom.
Yeah,
you don't want to
open
up
your mouth. But now they just like, y'all going to look at what I'm sitting there smiling at you and my teeth just jacked the fuck up. You're not going to be like, oh, and I'll be at the end of the night. Give me a kiss. Like, motherfucker, please.
All right, now check this out. This real shit. I just heard it on the news today. Did you know that women is giving men throat and mouth cancer now?
What
is that shit called? HPV or something like that?
First of all, if a woman has, she needs to go get checked out because she, men mostly give it to women. And women can give it to men easier. The same way they said trichomoris is more contagious in women than it is men. And a lot of people didn't know trichomoris was a damn STD either.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Before you finish. I ain't going to call him out. I got a cousin. I got to say this. I know he's going to hate me for saying it. This motherfucker came to us. We sitting there, we at my grandmama's house, we sitting there chilling, and he jump out the car laughing. This girl cussing him the fuck out. You bad bastard. You ain't shit. So, this this nigga, he laughing. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. He laughing. He walking up to us laughing. So we sitting there. It's me and Mark. We sitting there. And he look at us and he laughed. And he say, man, that bitch say I tricked so much I got trick aborted. And we both look at each other. Like, what? She said, you got what? He's like, man, I tricked so much I got trick aborted. That bitch say I fuck everybody. I didn't say shit. I just looked at my uncle. And he was like, you dumb motherfucker. Got a fucking ass. Like, what? Right. We're like, what? I'm like, dog, you got a fucking STD. He's like, ain't no STD called that shit. I'm like, all right, yes, motherfucker, keep running your ass up in it. Took that nigga to the clinic the next day. That nigga came out. Man, that motherfucker put that motherfucker needle in my dick. My shit hurt. I said, you dumb motherfucker.
I promise you, how many weeks that I know that yes, the fuck it is. Seriously.
All right, baby, we can't hear you.
I said, it was a chick that told me that trichomortis was not an STD. I said, first of all, she said she's only named 5 STDs. And I said, it's like 8 of them, if you did not know.
You
should
use it.
It's 8 STDs. 8 different ones.
Okay, hold on. Nah, I understand that. But let's get this back to a fun show, because y'all depressing me with all of this.
Yeah, I didn't mean to take it there. I was just trying to
y'all,
say.
Y'all motherfuckers, y'all old enough to know shit. Okay, it back at having fun. God damn. She said, you know what? Crap, where you at, man?
I'm right here, man. I just got in the chat room.
Okay. That's what's up. Hey, y'all need to come on up in this chat room with us, man. We got a gang of motherfuckers. What are you doing,
wow.
Sunshine? They are on you. They are on your trail.
I ain't even broadcasting no more.
I'm just saying, they on your trail. They are. Sunshine, where are you, Sunshine? What are you doing, Sunshine? He's going to focus on your trail.
About 10 Eve and Sunshine.
Yeah, you see him? He on your trail.
Yeah. That's that Egyptian dude.
It's called internet stalking.
What?
That's illegal in 6 states.
Damn, we got one motherfucker on there called Devil. We don't even want him on there.
Right.
Oh my God. Man, I'm ready to get out of the chat room my goddamn self with this motherfucker on that devil. He's scared.
You gotta watch them, man. They be hackers and shit. People with them fucked up,
yeah,
they should be hackers.
They don't want me. They want Chrissy and Sunshine. They're not looking
that's
for
why
the
I came down, because I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's. Right, that's why I took man down. That's how you have a pretty smile. Yeah, okay, bye.
I guess. I don't see none of that shit. I see Pussy Girl and Workaholic chatting, that's it.
Man, that's fucked up. The only thing I see is this motherfucker smoking the square. Ain't nothing pretty about that. I'm finna get out this motherfucker. The only motherfucker I see is Father Time smoking a square with a roll bone and a baseball cap. Yeah, shit, I'm out this
you
goddamn.
You think you Mr. Marcus now?
He better not get the show of that damn taco meat. Speaking of taco meat, where
Muggy
Nuts go?
Oh, no, man. It's funny, but he's funny, huh?
Ah, there go Muggy Nuts.
got jokes.
Hey man, y'all got hey, y'all think way low for them days, Rick Ross and Musky Nuts. Y'all started that shit. I didn't, man.
I just try to liven up the party. That's all. Don't mind me.
Wayno named y'all Rick Ross and Monkey Nuts. Oh, man. Father Time, a.k.a. Ricky Ross,
it's
and Wick,
it's
a.k.a.
Good,
Monkey Nuts.
It's all good. It's all good. I got one for you, man. I got you.
God damn. Hey, y'all, before they cut us off, man, SandCity.Spruce.com, man. We gotta get it on, man. We trying to get that Facebook status, man, but we need some participation in here, man. We need something, man. Only person we got participating is Janine. That ain't right. Janine the only one to propose stuff.
I can't
on,
put
sunshine.
No pictures up there. I didn't try to put pictures up there, and they won't let me put
my pictures up there. Wait a minute, sweetheart. Did you go on your profile page, and did you go to app? All you got to do is profile
yep,
app.
Yep,
Maybe you need to go to a computer.
See, my daughter be on my computer. I don't do nothing for my computer.
Okay. All right. All right. Fine. All right. Tina, you still here with us? You cleaning up still? Tina?
Yeah, I'm still here. My bad.
All right, baby. Check it out, man. SandCity.Spruce.com. We need to see what you're working with, baby. We need to see who you are. Come on, get on now. Fuck with us.
All right. We'll do that.
Now, you've been saying all right for like 3 weeks.
I don't have a computer, so the only way I could do it is if I try to get on it on my phone, but my phone ain't even all that, so. It's kind of tight on me.
All right, I'll tell y'all what. We'll do y'all solid. Everybody listening? Any pics y'all want to send or put up, send them to sandcity_69@ymail.com, and we'll put them up for y'all. Now, how cool is that? Now, we going to post them up for y'all.
Okay.
I mean, we're just trying to get a little participation up in here. That's it. That's all. We just need a little participation.
No doubt. So everybody,
Tommy, you got anything you need to say?
SimCity.Spruce.com, man. That's it. Ain't nothing else left to say. We need everybody to get a chat room with us. Y'all even got to cut y'all camera on because Sunshine cut her camera off.
Okay, I'm trying
so
to
did
get
I.
I'm trying to be
out of it. What was that? Did you just say something?
What?
Me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was ever just talking?
I said I cut mine off, too.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Are they hounding y'all?
Yes.
All right, well, we got to make the chat room private there. How about that? You just make it private.
Is that a wrestling belt on the table?
That's fucked up.
She missed a motherfucking trick, dude. She, hey, that's such a something else.
What'd you say? What'd you ask me?
I said, is that a wrestling belt on your table?
Yeah.
Tell him, bro, you a world champion.
That's the love
up in
him.
You know tell him he's a world champion of love, mate. Tell him, dog. Tell him.
I'm waiting.
What the fuck you mean you waiting? You tell him. You tell him about you waiting.
No, I thought you said something else.
Oh, God. He said I'm waiting.
I'm a little bit out tonight, man.
You say what?
Said I'm a little bit out tonight.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm gonna bring my belt out. I'm a champion too. We both got our belts.
That's right. Pay good money for the motherfuckers too.
I put a bid out there. You say what?
I say you should have got a big one in.
Oh well, hold on. You ain't said
nothing. It's a regular size.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, people. Hold on.
That thing on that table behind you don't look like no regular size one.
Jesus Christ.
Can you see it now? The regular wrestling belt.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I see it.
Okay.
But from my view, it looked like a little one, like you put on a doll or something. That's why.
No, it's what they call life size. The same one that they wear on wrestling.
Okay, I like wrestling, so I'm just asking.
I'm saying. All right, they gonna cut us off, man.
Cass.
He went to go get his belt.
So, Janine, you got any last words before they cut us off?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, can you ban people?
Yeah, we can.
It's say click X in chat to remove unwanted chatters. Oh, no, that's only on the video part, though.
But, no, we can kick people out of the room if we want. It's our room.
Can you kick out Ibram Mayad?
Hold on now.
What are you talking about?
I'm getting my belt out. First, you see that big belt?
Yeah, I see it.
Y'all see this big belt? The champ is
here. Yeah, I see it.
I'm like John Cena. The champ is here. Right, anybody want to come take this title?
The championship for what?
Yeah, this the world champion sex title. You heard me. Who
want to
go take my title?
No, I fold you up like a suit.
Look here, you see where the belt at. I'm put it right here. This is where the belt at. Come get it.
That's going to be my belt.
Hold on, man. Let me do like the champ do. Let me hold my belt up in the air.
I did it!
That's what I'm going to say after.
Okay, how do I see both of you guys at the same time?
Just click on to both of us.
I did, but Father Time is covering you up, Kaz.
I don't know. Maybe you need to,
you
can move your picture around.
Did you uncheck that box at the top? Ms. Christy, did you uncheck that box at the top to say upgrade features? Because if that box not checked, you're not going to be able to see both of them at the same time.
Yeah, it's checked. I can see both of them, but Father Time's box is covering up Kaz's box.
All you got to do is just move his box over.
Click and drag it. Yeah,
just click and drag his box over.
Oh, okay.
All right, child. Well, check it out, man. We know we coming down. Hey, they've been fucking with the reservation. We coming down to the end of the show. I already know we are. We're going to try to get these last words out before they fucking cut us off.
Janae, you got any last words for us, baby?
Sure. So have fun. See you next week.
Next week, baby. Next week. All right. Miss Pris, you got any last words for us?
Thank you for allowing me in.
Oh, baby, anytime. You know, you're more than welcome. Sunshine. And last words for us? That old powder blue on. Oh, yeah. You know I love blue, too. I just don't like red. You know I love blue, too.
Well, it ain't blue socks, but okay.
Oh, shit. Blue socks will get it done, too, now. Any last words, baby?
I got some of them, too. Oh, yeah, I'm coming for your title.
Oh, shit. Here it go right here. Here it go right
come
here.
Come on.
Waylow, hey Waylow, dog, I'm that way this weekend, man. Hey, dog, I want to be a part of it, dog. Like I said, I seen what y'all was doing. I'm digging it, man. I want to be a part of it.